This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to do a Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Toby's mailbag?
Grant and Danny's Toby's mailbag coming up. Yeah, we'll make that adjustment right now. Darius, can you sing that on the fly? Probably not, because you're so locked in the other way.
Is that okay? It's a little bit, yeah, I think we can live with that.
Okay.
I can understand them.
You don't want to mess with this process.
No, I mean, he's so good at what he does.
Every time.
I know he practices it all the time.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess that up.
You can't. So it's a good idea, and we'll even call it that in segment, but he's going to sing the regular thing, if that's all right.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. We'll do that at 5:45. Got a Nats leadoff for you and a whole bunch of other fun stuff as we head into the weekend here with the fam. Grant and Danny with you. Tobes in for GP. So let me present my case. Tobes, I know you're sitting there waiting in opposition to try to tell me no.
Yep, my pitchforks are out, ready to go.
You're going to object a bunch of procedural things. You're going to appeal to the better judgment of the judge.
If you're looking at the stream, I already have my bat ready to go, everything.
By the way, he has been holding that bat menacingly. Have you noticed that? Every time I start to maybe work up towards a hot take, he kind of waves it around. Like kind of sort of like prime Gary Sheffield.
Yeah.
He's got it ready in case Anthony Haney comes back over.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
One of my favorite subplots, by the way, is like kind of the secret animus that
Darius,
it's not even secret.
Yeah.
The like extra layer of animus that Darius has for Anthony Haney.
Yes. No, this is Toby's animus for him.
Well, I have animus as well, but Darius does as well.
Yeah, you guys are an animated series called Animus, starring Darius and Toby against
Which,
Anthony.
By the way, two guys, generally pretty nice to people. What does it say about Anthony Haney that we both have ire against him?
Man, oh man. Can we move that bus that just backed up on him somewhere else? Can we park? Can you guys not park here? Okay. Let me try to sell you guys. Besides all of the legal problems, and I don't even mean like, well, my legal problems. I mean like potential crimes, harassing people, all the terrible stuff under Snyder. Right. So I'm not saying overlook that or put that aside, but just for the point of this conversation, from a regular football perspective, okay, what was the biggest problem under Snyder? Again, not including the legal, the harassing, the being a terrible dude, the awful, awful boss, terrible toxic workplace, the lawsuits, the investigations into the various things. Put that aside. From a football perspective, what was the biggest single issue?
They had no idea how to run a football operation correctly. They had no idea how to structure it properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They never did. With the exception of for really like a season and a half with Scott McLuhan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that they had back-to-back, I put winning in quotes, they went 9-7, 8-7-1 over two seasons. But a GM who had hits, misses, and everything in between, who's just running a building, running a football operation, right? And of course, they ran him right out of town. So, the exception was that year and change. But for the other 20-some-odd years, they never actually did the thing that it took the Harris ownership group mere minutes to take over and say, the most important job we have is to find this person. We can't have a single second go by to have a football organization without a head football person. And that's not the head coach that had success elsewhere that you gave too much power to, Shanahan, Rivera. That's not celebrity coach. That's not Boob, Vinny Serrato, a wide-eyed B-movie actor from wearing jean jackets and like Ninja Kick Kids 3 or whatever the hell that thing was. Or Bruce Allen, a drinking buddy. No, 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 no. A bona fide football smart person from a successful kitchen where they made delicious dishes for a long time. Their first order of business. This was the thing I would always push back on. For the small subsection of people that were either Dan's not that bad or even pro Dan, there were, believe it or not, there were people that still were. They would say these words like, he wants to win. I would like to run a sub 4 minute mile. I'd like to do that once to see what that feels like.
Yeah.
Ask me if I've taken a single step to meet that goal. I have not. He probably would have liked to have won. You got a funny way of showing it, loser.
Yes.
You got a funny way of showing it. You don't do the basic, simple thing to take steps to win football. Win at football. These guys did right away. The thing that I begged and pleaded and hoped and prayed would happen has happened. My Washington football team has a general manager and a pretty good one so far. He's turned into pretty good work. I think there were misses in year one. I really do. I don't think it was that great of a pick to take Johnny Newton there. I don't think it was that great of a pick to pick Ben Sinnott. I'm not sure Luke McCaffrey's a great pick yet. Maybe he will be. I hope all those guys thrive because they play for my football team. But I'm not sure that was the wisest thing. I don't think going into last year with that offensive line was the smartest thing. I don't think going into this year with this running back group is the smartest thing. But again, he turned in really, really good work. I get to ask some questions. If I'm wrong, he's still handsome, and he's turned in more good work, and he's earned more what? Benefit of the doubt. You've got a track record of this executive going through contract processes with well-known stars who have turned in excellent work for their team that they ended up re-signing with. Multiple cases of multiple guys on this staff behaving as professional adults, not leaking out details to agents, not whining about, well, the player's asking for the moon. We can't do that. He's being ridiculous. Leak, send to, ain't him shitting. None of that stuff. None of it's happening. Quiet professionalism. Quiet professionalism. The thing every plugged-in football fan around here has asked for is here. It's currently happening in front of your eyes. And we are upset that it's happening. Now, I understand it's happening to your favorite player, to the guy that whose jersey you have, whose jersey, maybe you bought a jersey, I don't know. You could have a t-shirt that says McLaurin. You could have a jersey that says McLaurin. Maybe you have a McLaurin hat. I don't know your collection.
I do actually have a McLaurin hat.
You have a McLaurin hat? What is it?
It says McLaurin Wentz 23.
That's tough.
I got to bring it in. It was clearly a gimmick one when I bought it just to be stupid.
Well, I'll
have to bring it in.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Frank. Miss you, buddy. How you been, man? You doing okay, Frank?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess not. He didn't like that. By the way, you know who's nasty at tennis is Frank Hanrahan. Just as a quick side. When I was playing more tennis not that long ago before I really like got into playing pickleball all the time, I was like, Frank was like, hey, do you want to play? I was like, listen, I'm not good. He's like, no, it's okay. Because usually when you're that much better than somebody, it's not worth your time to do it.
Correct.
Right? And I would hit a great shot. And he would go, oh, that's nice. And he would easily get to it and hit a better one back at me. And I'm like huffing and puffing and dying. And he's like, yeah, you know, if you keep playing, maybe one day.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Like, you ever heard of pickleball?
Yeah, I was like, come see me on the pickleball court. And by the way, he'd be good at that too in a second. But thanks, Rhino. Hey, but Frank, if you're out there, let's play some pickle, dude. You and me need to play some pickle. I need to get you on the pickleball court. We'd be more even then. Tennis, I almost won a game. I almost did. I almost won a game.
Yeah,
that was my goal, was to win a game. And I didn't, but I had him. I had him 40 love once.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. I couldn't close.
That's tough.
And oh, no.
Yeah, it was like me at a bar in college where it's like I got the bullpen going.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't close. Where was I? Oh, yeah. We got a GM, people. Calm it down. You calm it down. You, calm it down. And you, Toby, put that bat down and calm it down. We have the meats. We have the general manager who is generally managing things. Let us not complain about the general manager generally managing. Every one of you, there's a huge, you know, Venn diagrams, you guys remember those from school? The
yes.
circles, the fill-in? One big circle. Let Adam cook, though. And Adam, we trust, though. I don't know why I'm giving you guys that voice, but whatever. We love Adam. Adam Peters is the dude. Adam Peters is awesome. How cool is Adam Peters? He's texting people's cousins during the game when someone like turns an ankle and tell them it's going to be okay. And they're treating the players' wives well. And the kids have like a playpen or whatever. You know, like they're, this is great. He's setting the culture. He's so awesome. He says all the right things. He doesn't leak crap to the media. We love Adam Peters. Big, big circle. Then there's another circle with an overlap of pay Terry. You got to pay Terry. Pay Terry no matter what. Why are they doing this? Pay Terry. Shut up and pay the man. After everything he's done, you got to pay him. And when those two circles meet and there's crossover, when there's a big subsection that is let Adam cook and you got to pay Terry, when they cross, and don't jive with me, because I know a lot of you are the ones yelling about it. I know a lot of you are the ones who said, it's the only thing I care about. Pay him whatever he wants. But it's Terry. I love Terry. I love him. If this goes haywire and all the bad things you guys are worried about happen, remember me. Remember this. Yell at me. Yell at me and call me names. Make fun of me. There's plenty to make fun of. My red cheeks. My awkwardly big nose, frankly, is kind of a little bit not that great. My eyebrows, I don't love them, you know? Make fun of my word mess-ups, my lack of recall. I used to be able to recall everything and anything. I can't anymore. You can make fun of plenty about me. But if I'm right, what did all this fretting get you? What did all this upset get you, right? We have a general manager who knows what he's doing. Why would we say anything else in this circumstance? 800-636-1067 is the number. Do you see, people? Do you buy what I'm selling here? The gift has been given to you. And like my kids sometimes do on Christmas, they go, oh, thanks. And then they go to the next present. No. Look at the gift. Look. You got it. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gift. It's the best one. It's the Nintendo Entertainment System with the gyrobot. It comes with Donkey Kong and the light zapper. For God's sake, not Donkey Kong, Duck Hunter. Excuse me. Didn't come with Donkey Kong. Never did. I don't know why I said that. You've been given the thing, the key that unlocks sustainable success. Not fleeting. Not Tommy Fleetwood. 3-4 games at the end of a season.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal, Jim Neal. The real thing. We have it, Tobes. And everybody can't handle it. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I understand everything that you're saying. And frankly, for the first time in my lifetime, they have a functional organization the way that it's supposed to be built. You have an ownership group that is involved, but not making picks on the football field. They're going out there and doing the necessary things. You have a general manager who they've entrusted with the football operation. And the general manager is making the picks, signing the free agents, trading the players, doing what's necessary to improve the football team. And then that files down to the coach. And then the coach, the players, right? They actually have a structure that is the proper structure for the first time in my lifetime. So I appreciate that. One thing, though, about this is I think Adam Peters is a good general manager, but I think he's still in the evaluation phase. Now, it's the closing bits of the evaluation phase, but I think it's a little bit early to just assume that everything is going to be rosy under Adam Peters. There have been some things that I've disagreed with. Javon Kinlaw, I think they paid a little bit too much money to. Okay, we'll see how that works out. You talked about the draft picks. I trust what he's doing, and I think his process is good, but I think it's a little bit crazy to look at it and say, how dare you question not paying Terry McLaurin, when, to me, this is the time when you have the opportunity to go out and sign guys to a little bit of a quote-unquote overpay and be able to do it. And his principle, in general, for any general manager would be, I don't ever want to overpay. I understand that. And so he's going to stick to his guns. I just don't fully agree with the way that he's going about it. Now, to me, I don't want to make any overarching crazy proclamations until we get to 4 days from now. because Terry McLaurin hasn't missed training camp yet.
Right.
He hasn't had to report yet. So this very well could be something that we could learn over the weekend. They sign a deal. Who knows? TJ Watt just signed his. Not to say that that's a working point for Terry, but he finally got his deal done ahead of training camp.
As could a 30-year-old.
Could that be the deadline that they're working on and then they finally get it done? If it's a week into training camp, Danny, if it's a week from now or just over a week from now, it's July 28th, and we find out Terry signs his deal. No biggie. But I do have to question a little bit why this is the guy that he's trying to play a little bit of hardball with in terms of where they're at. And from just a little bit that I can, again, we're making all assumptions here, and we know what assumptions can do, but I think that's what we're making is assumptions here because we don't know the details of the negotiation. Just from the bits that I've gleaned, Rappaport said that Terry wants in the 30s. I think that's reasonable for him to ask after seeing what DK got, after seeing what Garrett Wilson got. Someone else had said, I forget who, that I think it might have been Jesse Palmer. Someone said he's not trying to reset the market, so he's not going over Jamar Chase's number. So that reasonably can tell us it's between 30 and 40 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's being stupid to think that he's over Justin Jefferson. So I'm kind of thinking it's in that 33 range. And if he's feeling...
Context clues would say that. That makes sense. Yeah.
So and then if you're going from the other side and listening to Terry, Terry said that he feels disrespected, that he doesn't feel like he's getting his worth. Well, then that means the team is probably going somewhere in the 20s. And I don't necessarily agree that your best player on the offensive side of the ball for so long, now your top playmaker, because your best player is Jaden Daniels, but now your top playmaker, the model citizen for your franchise, the face of the franchise for years, and is still up there with Jaden Daniels as 1A and 1B in terms of faces of the franchise, I don't think disrespecting him with a low ball offer, because anything under 30 to me would be considered a low ball, is the way to go about it. And I would have not liked the way that they did business in San Francisco all those years.
Okay.
Now, they got the deals done, so credit to them, but I just don't necessarily fully agree with the process that he's going to go about it. But at the same point, I trust that he's going to be able to get a deal done eventually and that he's going to build a winning football team.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You've heard the cases. To me, I actually agree with pretty much almost every word Toby just said. I guess my counter to your counter, because you've countered my initial salvo and you've countered, so now I have to have a counter to that.
Sure.
Is I think Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and company know that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not walking in doing tough guy Timmy, blind to the context here. They're not going to ruin this, you wouldn't think. I think they can miss on a player. Like, I'm with you on the Jamal Kinlaw deal, for example. I go, I wouldn't have done that. I don't think you had to do that. I don't think you had to sign him to that big of a deal. Maybe there was people on him hot and heavy, but I don't know. I wouldn't have done that. A couple things I wouldn't have done. But that's a normal swing and miss for player acquisition before, you know, you don't know until they're there. You know this guy because he was here. 800-636-1067. I generally buck against the in blank we trust thing. I don't do blind faith. I call balls and strikes. This is a big one, though. And I feel like there's a playbook here, and I think they're running it. That's my thought. Toby had a good response, though. Where you at? 800-636-1067. Shouldn't we all just calm down a little? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This here's the Grant and Danny Radio Program. We are brought to you by the law firm of Condori and Morod. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com, and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Welcome back. We got Grant and Danny's Toby's Mailbag coming up. A little Nats leadoff to do as well before we get out of here. But I basically gave an impassioned, dare I say, brilliant, in my inherit the win kind of speech to drum up some security, to rally the fan base, to say, you know what, we'll be fine. We'll get this. We'll get through it. And if I'm wrong, remember I said it, and come dunk on me. You know, find the clip of Mike Francesa saying the stupid thing, send it to back after this. Find Colin Cowherd saying something contradictory to Colin Cowherd from 2 weeks before, dunk on me all day. If Terry McLaurin is traded, if McLaurin holds out of games, if McLaurin and the team never reconcile, you could say, you know who was an idiot? That Danny Ruelle fella. Idiot. A stupid, dumb buffoon. You could say that. On this subject, you'd be correct. You know, on a lot of subjects, you'd probably be right too. We have a competent, smart front office that is behaving in a competent, smart way. They have demonstrated that. Again, personnel hits and misses, I think, are par for the course.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Nobody bats a thousand.
Part of the business.
Nobody. The correct. Hall of Fame executives are coin toss guys.
Yeah. I mean, right? Look at Belichick in New England. How many first round picks were terrible there?
You know who was terrible at the end? Is Bill Belichick in New England. A disaster. He's smarter than everybody, and so you make enough of those moves, so now nobody questions you. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You see this when people are insulated, just as a quick side. When the fights no longer happen, magic doesn't either. When you go to your second stop, when you become Bill Parcells, all you've ever done is win. So now you go somewhere, and you go, I don't want to have an argument. I'm Bill Parcells. I could have stayed retired. I could have put my feet up somewhere. I'm not listening to some pencil neck geek, some 36-year-old MIT kid who's telling me this guy's leverage position, blah, 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 blah. Shut up. I know football. You don't.
Exactly.
Don't argue with me. Then you get worse results. That's not what's happening here.
No.
These are smart executives from two of the five best kitchens we got in pro football working on this thing. This is what we've always wanted. And we don't know what to do with ourselves. Calm down, people. Jim, DC, your response.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
So I have a little different perspective on Adam. So I'm really surprised by his decision in terms of how he's seems it's all about focusing on money.
You mean Peters?
And that has not, and that has not been in my mind how he's looked at players in the past. And what I'm trying to get at, you look at some of the things about Terry and the qualitative aspects he brings. Like the first three seasons, he averaged, I think, with 900 yards with laughable quarterbacks, right? That gives you a good indication about his talent. You look at the last 4 years, he's played every game. He's never been injured. Talk about durability. To me, that's what you want in a player. And then the third aspect is really his toughness. Look at the way he runs. I think about the Eagles game in the playoffs when he made that touchdown, just that explosiveness that he showed.
Uh-huh.
Or even in the Lions game, just how tough he was and that edge that he played with, which I think was important. So in my sense, when you're thinking about a player, and I think you make a mistake if you make it all about the money. You also have to judge the money, but also his qualitative things they bring. And he's a tough player. He's shown that he can perform with poor quarterbacks. And he plays with this reckless abandonment that you want, this edge, and he's durable. I don't know why you wouldn't want that in a player. And the messaging you're sending to your other players is what I worry about, right?
So Jim, great call. Sorry to cut you off. If he's not signed, there's your message, right? You're advocating for Terry. I don't think anybody's anti-Terry. Maybe a couple people are like, he's not top 10 or something like that. Fine, let them have their say. They can high-five each other in private. But you made all the points as to why Terry's going to be re-signed. You made all the points as to why they want him back. They do. Otherwise, they would have shipped him out of here. Again, how unceremonious was the John Allen exit? I know they're not the same, and I always point to it. Terry was a better player. But again, John Allen from Ashburn, played locally, went to Alabama, first-round draft pick, turned in some pretty good work here, guys.
Yeah.
Right? That was a good player.
Good player.
Good citizen. Did everything right at all times. Again, not quite to Terry's level, but not that far like a lot of you guys want to make it. They were basically, again, respectfully, nobody's saying any insults on the way out, but there's the door. Thanks so much for the time. That's what it would have looked like. They want Terry back, too. Everything that you just said, it was Jim, is right.
Adam said as much. I forget where he was talking, but it was the beginning of the offseason, right after the Super Bowl time frame. Maybe it was the owners' meetings. Basically said, yeah, we want to make Terry a Commander for a long, long time. So the only thing that we've heard from their side is that they want to keep Terry around.
Uh-huh.
Now, the actions in terms of what they've been offering, or at least what we've heard, maybe doesn't necessarily fully match that, but it's also just a negotiation tactic. I'm not losing trust in Adam Peters in this process. Now, I'm frustrated with the way that they're going about it and maybe don't fully agree with the way that they're conducting business, but I'm not suddenly out on Adam Peters because of this. This is the way that they're going to choose to do business. We've talked about that. And this, Terry McLaurin said as much during his press conference at Eastern. This is business. Business is business. This is what this all is. They have no issue with Terry, the football player. Like, everything that he laid out is 100% true. I think they see all that too. But when you consider all the factors, of course this was going to be something that maybe was going to take a little bit more time. I think we all assumed that they would be able to work this out. I think the big gripe that I would have is, one, what number are you offering that he's saying that he feels disrespected? And then two, why hasn't the communication been more constant? I think everybody could, probably get on board with that one. Why wasn't this something that you were working on all the time? Like, why wasn't this a bigger priority? I'm glad they signed Von Miller. Was the negotiation with him just...
Was that so complicated you couldn't call Terry back?
You're not working with Terry? Like, why wasn't this higher up on the priority list would be probably my biggest gripe with this.
Elijah, D.C., thanks for being patient, man. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I feel like we have to, know who we're dealing with. And I mean that respectfully. Like, some of the players, and maybe you all, I don't know if you have time to do this today, another time, we have to deal with all the players that Adam Peters has dealt with, regardless of age. They have figured out some things in San Francisco with just the ability to get star power. He's worked those deals, and you have to be able to look at the list of those guys and say he got them on his team. If he drafted them, how he acquired them to be able to re-sign them. And I think Washington, we're still struggling with trauma from past situations that isn't easy. It's almost like being divorced from a terrible marriage, and then you get married to someone who's balling, and they trying to take you all around the world, and you struggling with certain things. You know what I'm saying?
It's there's a trust issue there, right?
It's a trust issue that I think is bubbling over that we have to get past, and that we have to be able to look at the track record. He acquired Christian McCaffrey. He acquired somebody who was considered one of the best individuals at their position at that time. That isn't easy to necessarily do. Every organization isn't able to get those players. Now, we can have a stale situation with stale guys, but no, man, he's trying to really push. And I know we may look at the age, and with Von Miller and certain guys are older. No, these are the situations that's left over from a bad decisions and negligence from a prior regime. So he's trying to do the best that he can to string this thing together. It's almost like putting a facelift. It's like, yo, he's trying to still keep the integrity mm-hmm. of the team. And it's a lot of things. No one really wanted to take the Washington job that much through years because it's so freaking hard. So for him to be able to come in here and to be able to take this job, not from ego, because a lot of people, I'm going to come to Washington and I'll fix it.
Right.
How many times through years have we seen and heard that?
Appreciate you, dude. Great phone call. Appreciate the passion as always. And again, it doesn't mean there's always a distinction. All we can do, I think, the best thing, what we should do is, the phrase I always use is call balls and strikes. In other words, when they go Von Miller, I go strike, love it. When they go Javon Kinlaw, I went, ball. When they go, I don't know, name that player that you liked or didn't like.
Debo.
Yeah, Debo Samuel. You said ball, I said strike. That's a football conversation that's very reasonable.
100%.
You're going to have those in memoriam, and that's great. In perpetuity, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's what sports radio is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, what did the city council member say? What did the Secretary of Commerce say? Or what letter did someone pen about an investigation in the 3rd District of Virginia? It's supposed to be this, normal, good football stuff. And my point is, if we understand, mine's a pretty simple logical chain. If we think and believe competence, then you would say they're probably behaving competently. So they're aware of all the information and the feelings and the emotions, and they're still doing this. Tells you that this isn't a pissing contest with Bruce Allen. Remember that, the whole Trent Williams deal, where who knows if it could have been solved with a new deal, or I don't know everybody's mind. Okay, it's not like we interviewed Trent Williams about it or otherwise. But you could see they became defiant and indignant. So their motivations were not good football motivations. It was not being a good person. It was not being thoughtful. It was not having a big picture. It was a, we're going to win this stare down. Congrats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it saying, you can't come out here and say, let Adam cook, and then complain about the dish that he made, right? Like, that's essentially what this is.
Yeah,
like,
to a degree, yeah.
And you kind of trust what he's done so far, and not to say that he's going to bat 1,000 like we're talking about, right. But if you're preaching that you trust Adam Peters, trust that he's going to get this done. And look, I still would be in that camp that I think that they're going to get this done. I just am a little bit frustrated in the way that they've gone about it. But then again, if the deal gets done in a reasonable timeline, this could be something that by week 5, week 6, week 7, if Terry McLaurin's gone for 100 two or three times, he's caught 4 or 5 touchdowns, we don't even remember that we had this conversation. We just look at this as like, oh, well, the good thing they gave us something to talk about on July 18th, right? Like, maybe that's ultimately what this is, and they figure things out and we move forward. But it's just a little bit interesting the way that they've gone about this. But this is also the way that they've done business in San Francisco, so probably shouldn't have been that surprising.
Darius is drinking a chamomile tea with a slight pinch of lemon. And some honey. He gargled salt water earlier so that he could sing to his heart's content the jingle of Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag as performed by our very own Christian Darius Dameron Darisaw. That is next. And your calls at 800-636-1067. Tweet me at FunnyDanny. Tweet Toby at Toby_Altizer. Get in the chat. Ask your question. Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We will have a Nationals leadoff for you in moments. And I would say extremely minor Nationals news to deliver to you. This is not major Nats news.
No.
Like if I said there's major Nats news.
I don't know that there really is major Nats news that doesn't involve.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those three.
Right. Or them no longer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they didn't, then we'd say major, but.
Yeah.
This would be a rug pull where I go, it's major, and then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not major news, but we'll give it to you anyway. It's news. People are tweeting about it. So, you know, that's...
It's newsy.
Something.
Enough.
It's information that we didn't have before.
Sure.
Right? Okay. 800-636-1067. It's time for Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Tweet me at FunnyDanny, at Toby_Altizer. Get in the YouTube chat. Whatever tickles the old, you know what. Whoever makes you happy. I've got a Twitter question to get things started, Darius. So if you're ready, are you good? I hate rushing you.
I am good. I've been preparing for this all day.
No,
this is what I do.
I haven't even been in there. I mean, like Ryan has been looking down the whole time. Then want to make eye contact with you. It's like the maestro in progress. So go ahead when you're ready, Darius. Go ahead and sing that song.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
From David, this is actually a very profound question, I think. In the wake of movies like Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix in the voice of Scarlett Johansson. He says, what's your stance on AI girlfriends / therapists? Do you see them helping, or will they make communication and confidence even worse for the future?
Ooh.
I just think it's a very fair question. This is an unfair cop-out, but it depends. So for somebody that can't do that basic thing just yet, what a great intermediate step. What a stepping stone. What a marvelous way to begin. But we're still not to the Turing test yet, where an answer isn't still based on an algorithm or experience. There's no way to replicate actual emotion and emoting. You could program something for a million responses based on my facial tic, then you'll match a corresponding eye movement, which lets me know you have empathy, but it's not the same as actually having empathy, right? A machine cannot reach that place yet. And I think we're a long way away from that. So ultimately, it's not a replacement. Can it be used as a tool? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little bit alarming with some of the stuff that we can do now with AI. It's a little bit scary at times, but I think that it can be used positively. So some of it, I would steer away from, but in general, I think that it can be an effective tool. So I agree with you. It kind of depends on the scenario, but yeah, I think it can be good.
Darius, sing again, please.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
From Scott. Why do they call them boneless wings? They're not. They're just chicken nuggets, right?
100%. Chicken nuggets. They're not wings. As Fred Smoot once said, find me a boneless chicken. It doesn't exist. Give me the chicken wings. Give me them extra crispy. Give me all flats. Give me all that stuff. Those are wings. Boneless wings are not wings. They are chicken nuggets, 100%.
Chicken nuggets with adult seasoning and flavors on them. It's not just stupid sugar, tomato sugar, water.
They can be good. No issue. If you like them, that's fine.
Yeah, I have eaten them.
Just be honest. They're not wings.
So I've eaten them when it's usually, I tell you when I go to them, and I don't love doing this in general. I prefer a wing, honestly. And I'm not doing the tough guy thing. It's like, I prefer a wing because I'm a man. I'm not even saying that. I do, but I like wings better. I will go to them if I'm wearing something that I don't want to get sloppy.
Great call.
Right? And I'll go, I don't like doing this, but I have a dress shirt on, or I got a button down on or something, or I got a blazer. I gotta use my fork. I don't want to start getting my hands everywhere.
Yes.
And then it's whatever. That's when I do it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason in Bethesda. Jason, good afternoon. You're on the fan.
Hey Danny and Toby, how's it going?
I'm good, buddy. Yeah. Before you, see that we had to do that first. Second, thank you.
Thank you.
Darius is going to sing, then you can ask your question. Darius, I didn't mean to rush you. You ready?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
He's always ready.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. So my question for both of you is, if you do remember, what was the first major college or professional sporting event that you ever attended? First one you remember as a kid? I'd be curious what that was. Again, whether it was major college or professional, but at the arena, at the stadium, what's your first sporting event that you have a memory of being at?
Tobias, do you have one off the top of your head? Thank you, Jason.
I'm trying to figure out which one was first. So I have two that I can recall being very, very young for, and I don't know which was first, but I'll give you both. There was a preseason game. We were sitting 15 rows up watching Michael Vick and the Falcons take on the Redskins. That would have been probably 2003, 2004. It's either then or in 2005, my family tried to pretend like we were just hanging out in Chinatown for no reason, but we were actually going to Wizards playoff game against the Chicago Bulls. They had lost so many games late that year, but they found a way to pull it out. I don't remember what game it was. We're talking Kirk Heinrich, Ben Gordon and the Bulls against Gilbert Arenas and the boys in the blue and gold. Those are the two that I remember as the first ones that I went to.
In 1984, I went to a Orioles Twins game, and Cal Ripken was great. And I said, that's my favorite player. And that maintained true ever since then. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We will do a Nats leadoff here in a moment. Plus more on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.